Chimes Radio, original podcast.
In this episode of Better at Idioms, the one I have for you is good for those who think a lot. Imagine if you're thinking about something and people start offering you a penny for your thoughts. Wouldn't you become a millionaire soon? You certainly would. But not literally, just figuratively. Yes, the idiom we're going to talk about today is a penny for your thoughts. That's right. This idiom is an old, old one. Let's first understand what it stands for. A penny for your thoughts stands for something which is in your mind and someone wants to know about it. Yes. Simply, if a person says a penny for your thoughts, he or she means, tell me what you're thinking. That's absolutely right. And where did this originate from? It originated over 500 years ago. And it was first used by an English statesman, Sir Thomas More, in one of his books, which he wrote in 1522, called Four Last Things. And in it, he used the idiom, a penny for your thoughts. The exact verbiage was, as it often happens that the very face sheweth the mind-walking pilgrimage, in such wise that, not without some note and reproach of some vagrant mind, other folks suddenly say to him, a penny for your thought. That's how it was first ever mentioned. So it denotes when a person is requesting you to tell them what's there on your mind or what you're thinking. Another text where it was found was written by John Heywood in 1547 in the Proverbs and Epigrams of John Heywood, where he mentioned, in the second part, Freyd caught the good man a penny for your thought. So how exactly do you use it in a sentence when you speak to someone? I have been observing, you're sitting quietly, a penny for your thought. What are your plans for the weekend? A penny for your thought. Yes, so that's how it can be used in English language. There definitely are other idioms and phrases and words that can be used instead of this one. Like, what's on your mind? What's keeping you busy? What are you thinking? I'd like to know what you're thinking. Share what's on your mind. Give me your opinion. Tell me what you think. So these are the phrases that can be used instead of this one. And in this episode, we reach the end of the season one of Better at Idioms podcast. Keep looking the space for more and for other idioms. Their meanings and origins, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Better at Idioms podcast.